This week, House Democrats hosted a science fair on Capitol Hill, complete with posters and summaries of research and passionate presenters. But instead of grade school scientists, these presenters were seasoned researchers whose federally funded work is now at risk because of Trump administration cuts, NPR's Scott Newman reports.
Sumit Chanda is a professor of immunology and microbiology at Scripps Research, where he leads one of several pandemic preparedness centers launched as part of the Biden administration's COVID-19 response. His job is, quite literally, to plan for worst-case scenarios. But nothing prepared him for what happened in April, when the center's National Institutes of Health grant was cut.
And the email that we all got said that now that the pandemic's over, these funds are no longer needed.
But Chanda's team is working on the next big pandemic. They are trying to create broad-spectrum antivirals that are effective against a variety of pathogens.
And when the next pandemic happens, we rush drugs to, say, Wuhan. We contain that epidemic so it doesn't become a pandemic, and that gives us time to build a bespoke vaccine, and that, you know, basically pandemic-proof the world.
You're looking at our poster here for CHAMP, which is the Coastal Hazards Analysis Modeling and Prediction System.
That's John Nelson, a postdoctoral research associate at the University of Rhode Island. He's working on building an early warning system combining storm surge forecasts with information about critical infrastructure. But Department of Homeland Security funds supporting the project were withdrawn in April. Austin Becker is the project's principal investigator. He says these tools are urgently needed.
We just saw this devastating event in Texas. You know, this is early warning systems. It's decision-making for today's problems. Yes, these problems will get worse with climate change. So, these are important tools for that as well.
Becker says they're aiming to scale up their tools, but will need more money to do it. In the meantime, they've nearly finished a version for Connecticut. The state is very interested. Even after the federal cuts, it found enough money to see the project to the finish line. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.